Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want the FAA to report on any deaths that occur with airlines who are forced to get the vaccine over the next 90 days. Is that too much to ask? Just let's pretend we want to do it as a study. And we'll do it as unfunded. Just report any employee death that occurs over the next 90 days. If you did forced vaccinations, how about we do that for all companies? Anybody who forced their companies to do vaccinations, you must report the deaths. And if those deaths differ from what would have been considered normal or routine, then you're on the hook. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I dare any leftist to track this information and to factually report it. It won't happen. And you know why. Because the left knows they are killing people. Quick question for you. Do you know one degree of separation? Anyone who died unexpectedly? Just one degree. Now, I can tell you I do know 2 degrees. One of my friends called me and said he got a call from a buddy that said two of his friends, and he knows these guys, two of them have died, etc. And I've been talking about it on the show. I know of one person that died at the age of, he was going to turn 50. He didn't get the shot. I can tell you that point blank. I know of a second guy who died. He was the coach of the kid whose dad died. He died unexpectedly at the age of 52. I don't know enough about him. He's a black dude. Did he get the shot? Don't know. I suspect he did. But here's what I would say. If you just start asking, do this. Ask your friends, one degree of separation. Does anybody you know, have you had any unexpected deaths in the family? And if they say yes, and it isn't in a drive-by or a car accident or some, you know, hanging out in Compton with a money belt and bragging about how you just won a lotto, then I would be curious to know. Because I'm going to bet you money that 2 degrees of separation, you know somebody who died unexpectedly, and I will bet you money that person who died unexpectedly took the shot. Now, let's go a step further. Do you know anybody who now can't work, took the shot, and is like, holy crap? Now, make sure they're not faking it, because if I was going to take the shot, the first thing I would do, whether I survived it or not, is I would file for disability. And I would say, I can't no longer do my job. And then when they see me on vacation or eating out, they go, Kevin, you seem to be okay. And I'd say, it goes and comes. It's funny. When I'm at plays, when I'm water skiing or mountain climbing or in my four-wheeler or having dinner, it doesn't seem to bother me. It's only when I work. In which case, I would fit right in with lefties, right? So, do you know anybody? Debilitating, oh my gosh, took the shot, hives, you know, can't work, now they're in trouble. Do 1 degree of separation or 2 degrees of separation? I guarantee you won't have to go 3. And if, when I say 2, call somebody. Say, hey, I'm doing an experiment. I want to know. Anybody die unexpectedly that you know, or anybody that got sick, and did they take the Wu flu shot? We can put this to bed really quickly, because I'm going to bet you that over 80% of you come back in less than 2 degrees of separation. Not somebody you know directly, but somebody you know 1 degree from direct will tell you yes on both of those counts. And that should be all that you need to hear. So here's what they won't be able to explain. If these companies give us this data. By the way, welcome again, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. I want you to be intrigued when you listen to this show, so much so that you begin to question things and you look at things differently. And here's what I'm telling you in asking those questions. These are spikes you can't explain. See, we do understand when someone dies unexpectedly, like my buddy Jeremy. Jeremy died. It turned out he was taking steroids. Jeremy was a thick old boy, and he worked out and trained a lot. And over a period of time, he took a bunch of steroids, and it probably caught up with him. He did not take the shot. He died of a heart attack in his home. Tragic death. The type of death you go, man, you know, gone too soon kind of a thing. But you don't know very many of those. My uncle, probably one of the healthiest people in our family, died once they put him on a ventilator. They killed an absolutely beautiful dude, man. I want everybody to have seen what a 71-year-old dude can look like. My uncle had a 30-inch waist, and he was built like he could be on the cover of Muscle, and not Muscle and Fitness, of a Men's Fitness. And he was 71 years old. I'm telling you, if there's a person you could admire as a dude and look at and go, man, if you want a life to live, this is a guy that had rheumatoid arthritis, and he would still go to the gym. And I mean, I don't know what he could bench press, but it was hundreds of pounds. And as, when I tell you he was a V-frame, tapering down to a 30-inch waist, he was unbelievable. People that saw him marveled at him. It was a point, I mean, I brag on him because, he, other than myself, because I'm a pretty good specimen, but I will tell you this, I got nothing on that dude. I tell this funny story. My uncle got carted at a place when we were going to buy some beer, and I laughed at him, and he looked back at me, and the dude carting my uncle goes, what? That's where he says it. He goes, what? Is this your younger brother? To me, he thinks my uncle is my younger brother, and I look like a pup. That was when my uncle was 67 years old. So, but they killed him. They put him on a ventilator. They killed him. They could have given him ivermectin. He would have been fine. Healthy as a horse. They don't want to give you the numbers. I talked yesterday about these pilots. You think they're going to tell you pilots are dropping out of the air? That pilots are dying? Dying in their homes? Oh, he died on a bike ride. It was a freak accident, you know. He wasn't mauled by a bear. That's a freak accident. And it ain't that freaky if you're out in the bear's territory. That's a whole other story. But you get mauled by a mountain lion or something like that, that's freak. You die because you're on a bike ride, something you do every day, you've been doing your whole life, and you take a shot and then you die. Nah, the only freak about it is you. You the freak trying to sell me on that story. So here's what they want us to believe. These deaths are business as usual. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A couple of new narratives coming around for the Democrats. Number one, business as usual. Somebody dies, it's under 50, under 60 years old, that happened to get the jab. Hey, they were due. There's no underlying comorbidity that has to do with the vaccine. No. Business as usual. And, oh, the reason why people are dying, you ready for this one? The reason why Joe Biden can make people better is because of Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Donald Trump is the reason why people are dying. Joe Biden can't make progress. We can't get in front of the curve. What they call it, 15 days to slow the curve or whatever. It's been months going into years. And it's a very simple reason why the Democrats can't be successful in what they want to do. Their objective is never going to achieve the goal that they say they want to achieve because, you ready for this? This is mind-blowing. They don't want to achieve the goal. Do you think Democrats want to achieve equality? They want people, black people, to actually be measured by the content of their character versus the color of their skin? Okay, silly. Pull my finger. What do you think the Democrats want? You think they want true distribution of wealth so that everyone is living a relatively similar life in some sort of communist utopia? Of course not. They plot to steal your money. The gap has grown bigger, not only between college kids, it's grown bigger between blacks and whites, men and women, you name it. They don't care. You think Democrats want you to be safer? They do everything right for the greater good, for the public good. It's for everybody's good, except the public's good. It never ends up being better. They're getting a wake-up call, though. See, because they think they're in charge. If they get your guns, they will be in charge. If they can make you shut up, they will be in charge. See, they tried it with me. Kevin, if you'll just take back this thing you said about these lying skanks that we know are lying skanks. We know you told the truth, but that doesn't have anything to do with it, Mr. Kevin Jackson, a Fox News contributor. We control your life. We are women. We don't want you spreading the truth narrative that women can indeed be lying skanks. Anybody out there know one? First degree of separation. Do you know a lying skank? If you're a dude, I'll answer for you. Yeah, you do. Okay? If you're a woman, allow me to answer for you, conservative women. Yes, you do. Not 2 degrees of separation. One, you know somebody who you know you can't trust with your dude. You know somebody who will scam the system, who is hurt your brother or your brother-in-law, no, that may be your sister, or hurt a family member, fake the pregnancy test, let somebody else take care of their baby, divorce some dude even after she was the one doing dirty. I could go on. But no, the left tell you, women must be believed, they must be believed. Whenever they say something, you must believe them. How dare you? And if you don't, well, then the Me Too movement is targeting you because you're all Harvey Weinstein's men. You're all toxically masculine and you're all taking advantage of women. You ever had a woman slap your butt, pinch your butt, grab you by the crotch? Guys, I can't speak for all of you, but I am a hunky dude. And I will tell you that has happened in practically every decade of my life. Yeah. Up until the point where, you know, I got married. It happened every decade. There's always a woman out there like, woohoo! I used to be at the club. Women would come up, grab my buttocks, break a nail, of course. I mean, I got buns of steel. Yeah, they would break a nail, and I would say, ooh, I'm sorry. Do you need me to help you with that manicure? No. It was my fault for squeezing those buns of steel. Anyway, I digress. But I do have buns of steel. Buns that'll crack a walnut. What's one of those hard ones open? A macadamia nut. My butt cheeks are, man, I'm telling you what. Anyway, I'm digressing, but the point is, business as usual, they want us to believe. They don't want us to believe that we're in control. We are in control of this thing. Southwest Airlines found this out. CEO Gary Kelly, he says he didn't believe that the COVID vaccine should be imposed. He offered incentives to his employees, but he went ahead and said, you know what, we're going to probably have to implement some rules, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, Southwest had a lot of flights get canceled. But he wants you to believe it was business as usual. Listen to this clip.
I still want to go over this. United has only 3% people not vaccinated. Delta, you have a $200 monthly surcharge, health care, if you don't get vaccinated. What do you have to make it so that people get vaccinated? And if they don't, what is the procedure?
We're encouraging them, and we're offering the equivalent of 2 days' pay for them to turn in their vaccination card. That compensates them, obviously, for the time that it takes and any after effects, from the vaccine. So it's an encouragement and, not any kind of a stick, if you will.
Gary, all the same, the cancellations are being used by some to argue that this was a huge vaccine protest, in the words of Donald Trump Jr. on Twitter in the past 24 hours. I mean, how much can you push back on that? You say it was not at issue, but to what degree did it contribute to this problem at all?
Zero. I mean, again, we look at all of our employee behaviors in terms of absenteeism, in terms of people volunteering to come in and pick up what's referred to as open time, and they're all very normal. The president of our pilots union has been out talking to the media, confirming all of that. So I think people, again, that understand how airlines work, when you get behind, it just takes several days to catch up. And the fact that we're basically caught up yesterday and today supports the assertion that we're making here. But we were significantly set behind on Friday, and it just takes several days to catch up.
Oh, boy, is so scared of Joe Biden that he won't even admit. He won't even admit that on the day he made the announcement, hey, look, and by December the 8th, we got to all be vaccinated, and they shut his systems down. And he wants it to be business as usual. Oh, no. It wasn't that. It had nothing to do with the unions. We're assured this was not a union shutdown. This had nothing to do with it. Yeah, we'll see. As I mentioned the other day, people are starting to relook at their process. They're relooking at things in terms of these mandates, and they're starting to accept medical exemptions and religious exemptions, certainly for key people, because they're beginning to understand that it is not they who are in charge. You can be the CEO of nothing. Trust me, I know a bunch of them. You want to be large and in charge, it doesn't mean you're going to be successful. And that's what a lot of CEOs are about to find out quickly.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is citing ongoing progress in the fight against COVID.
Daily cases are down 47%. Hospitalizations are down 38% over the past 6 weeks.
President Biden continues by saying there's a lot more work to do.
We're down to 66 million, still unacceptably high number of unvaccinated people from almost 100 million in July.
Some lawmakers are looking to rein in big tech companies. A bipartisan bill is being introduced in the Senate that aims to prevent large tech companies from using their power to limit the growth of smaller rivals. The bill is aimed at Facebook, Google, Apple, and Amazon. The key sponsors of the bill are Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley. You're listening to USA Radio News. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson held a press conference on Thursday to discuss the hacking of the Department of Education and Secondary Education's website. The governor saying this is a crime and the hacker accessed personal information.
They had no authorization to convert or decode, so this was clearly a hack.
Parson adding the state is doing what they can to prevent another hack.
We are working to strengthen our security to prevent this incident from happening again. The state is owning its part, and we are addressing areas in which we need to do better.
Police in Norway are looking into what may be an act of terrorism.
At least five people are dead, two others injured after a bow and arrow attack in Norway. It happened in Kongsberg, southwest of Oslo. The suspect now in custody. The acting Norwegian Prime Minister saying police are still looking to see if it might have been an act of terrorism.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
By now, you've probably heard that if you die before 14 days after getting the death poke, the clot shot, then it is not counted as a death from the Wu Flu vaccine. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you've been listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Just think of what a convenient way that is to pad the stats in favor of the Wu Flu vaccine. If you drop dead the moment after they give you the shot, well, it must have been from something else. It was God's divine providence that made you drop dead once they took that needle out of your arm. But after 14 days, we'll count it. After 14 days, if there's any complications, we'll count it. But if you start shaking violently in the middle of the floor while they give you the vaccine, well, it obviously couldn't be the vaccine. I mean, can you imagine if you use that logic for anything else? Just apply it. You're at the grocery store. You pick a grape. You plop it in your mouth. And you start, you fall on the floor, start flippity-flopping, and foam starts coming out of your mouth. Oh, it couldn't possibly have been the grape. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. Give us a call when you get a chance. I got a call from, I think her name was Cheryl. We'll at some point get to it. And Cheryl said she's from Fredericksburg, Texas. And I know exactly where that is. I used to play football down there. And I remember a kid down there, his name was Val Floyd. I can remember him like it was yesterday because I never heard of a kid named Val. The only other Val I know that isn't a girl is Val Kilmer. Anyway, Val Floyd, good athlete. You go off Highway 87 there, and there's the, I think, Admiral Nimitz Center there in Fredericksburg. But, yeah, it was a big deal for us to go to Fredericksburg. That was the first place I played football as a kid. Went there, and I ran for probably 300 yards. I probably touched the ball 10 times, 8 times, or something like that. But every time I touched it, I just ran up and down the field. I was so much faster than the other little kids. I was probably 9 or 10. Had never played football in my life, but, man, when they gave me the ball, my grandmother said, why'd the coach keep taking you out? I don't know. He's racist, Grandma. No, I don't know. Had a pretty good career in Brady. But, yeah, good meeting you, Cheryl. Thanks for calling. So this logic around what they're doing with these stats just cracks me up. And here's what I'm going to say as we get into this, because there's companies are making decisions, life decisions for people, forcing them to get a vaccine that nobody really, few people need. I'm not going to say nobody, but few people need. And you could argue that nobody needs it. I mean, this isn't Ebola. But anyway, companies are making people, forcing people to make decisions about their livelihood over this illogical thing. And I just gave you an example of how you don't count something in the first 13 days. Well, life in general could be the reason why you died, even though we just gave you the shot. It gave you a rash. We had to amputate your arm within a week, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But no, it wasn't the shot. And the bastions of conservatism, capitalists, have gone rogue. The free market was said to be impervious to leftism. I believe that, and I still do believe that. The free market, unencumbered, is the bastion of any, it's the best type of government you can have. Entrepreneurs and business people understand hard work, work ethic, etc. They understand the meaning of earning a buck. Pikers need not apply. The Barack Obamas of the world who want to skate through on style versus substance, there's no room for you. Capitalism doesn't care whether you are fat. It doesn't care whether you're anorexic. It doesn't care whether you're pretty. It doesn't care whether you're ugly. It doesn't care whether you got pock marks on your face. You're bald headed. You get what I'm saying? Capitalism doesn't care. It will provide an opportunity for you. If you're bald headed, it'll say, learn how to grow hair and you can become the president of the hair club for men. If you're too hairy, it'll make you make a better shaver. You get what I'm saying? Capitalism, whatever your ilk is, the thing that drives you, or I should say the thing that bothers you, really, then you're probably, as a capitalist, you're solving that problem. That's the reason why the market works so well. If there's a problem, I will solve it. I don't want to go all Vanilla Ice on you, but if you got a problem, I'll solve it. Check out the DJ. You know what I mean? Ice, ice, baby. Capitalism solves problems. But these CEOs now succumb to this nonsense of the government stepping in and going, well, I know you're out there solving problems, doing good things. You move a product from one part of the country to the other. That's all that the airlines do. That's all that grocery stores do. They move a product from one side of the country to the other. If you're a doctor or a nurse, all you do is your product comes to you and says, I'm defective, and you fix it. I mean, and you solve it all the time. You get better and better and better. All the medical instruments that have been developed is because somebody routinely saw a problem in the body and said, oh, if I had a tool that could do this, this would make it so much easier. Necessity is the mother of invention. But now CEOs succumb to leftism daily. Daily. Look, I get there's government regulations. Don't kill your employees, right? I mean, seems pretty clear. Don't kill your employees. So, don't kill the patient. Doctors wear a mask. Why? Not because for breathing. They don't wear the doctor mask. They wear a mask that they can talk through and breathe through that doesn't let spittle hit the patient. But they're not stupid enough to believe that that mask protects them from anything else. And they've been doing this since the beginning of man. I mean, well, since they started wearing masks and understanding that they could infect the patient with spittle. So they said, okay, we'll wear this mask because we're saving more patients. Nice idea. But they also knew that with airborne illnesses, they had to put them in quarantine and all kinds. And in other words, the medical people know exactly how this goes. They've made the adjustments. They didn't need government interference. They got enough people to go, well, hey, you know, it's funny when you're spitting in the patient, he tends to die. So, hey, let's wear a mask. But once they leave that hospital, doctors and nurses don't still wear masks. They're smart enough to realize, I don't need the mask. Anyway, don't misunderstand me. I understand there's a need for certain government things. If you kill a patient, you know, I want to know, was it malpractice or would it happen, you know, normally? Do you know all the paperwork you sign before you go get even a routine operation? So government's there, but it doesn't have to be so intrusive that you can't get anything done.
But now it's colluding. It's colluding with, name the industry. It colludes with the medical industry. It colludes with the transportation industry. Biden doesn't want to provide certain medicines to certain states because he wants to teach them a lesson. He colludes with people to say, well, don't let these people drive a truck to get products to something unless they're vaccinated. Don't let this group, the airline industry, don't let people fly unless they have this vaccination. I mean, it's a collusion. And it has nothing to do with making life safer for the end user. Nothing. Oh, they use that as, oh, come on, Kevin, surely you can admit that if people are cleaning the surfaces and wearing their mask and all that, I can't admit any of that. And let me tell you something. You've gone through life facing far worse than this Wu flu without any government mandates and nobody doing any more washing down of stuff. I see people in restaurants when they're trying to fake me out. As soon as somebody leaves, they got a kid in there, probably an illegal, washing stuff down and trying to give me the appearance that it's cleaner than it was before. Let me tell you something. The place is still, don't give me a black light and let me go looking for stuff. You can't get rid of the germs. Nature knows it. Remember when big tech colluded against the little guy when they wouldn't hire each other in Silicon Valley? Do you remember this? Apple wouldn't hire AOL, wouldn't hire Yahoo's, wouldn't hire Google's people, et cetera, et cetera. All these high-tech people were stuck because the recruiters were finding out they could go make $50,000, $100,000 more just in doing a job switch. And then they were worried about technology exchanges and things like this. So they colluded together and said, now look, nobody tell anybody, but we won't hire your employees if you won't hire ours. So these people were wondering why they couldn't get good job offers from from competitors. That's the way you build your resume, you build your knowledge base, etc. And you know what the government did? It slapped them on the hand. Y'all stop it. You better stop that. Gave them some little rinky-dink fine. And these guys are probably still colluding, not letting people move, no mobility. You're stuck. There's no free agency in Silicon Valley. They got away with it. Big companies are now using the government for this type of stuff. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Robber Barons. There's a new group of Rockefellers and Carnegies, etc. The guys who strategized to keep their businesses going and to keep other people out, monopolies and so on and so forth, where the government had to develop things like antitrust. Right now we have Section 230 that we're fighting these social media giants, these multi-billionaires, richest people, some of them, that have ever walked the face of the earth, because they developed, what, a way for us to communicate better? Wow. Think about this. Google stranglehold on internet ads.
I mean, they're probably in the best position because Facebook could be gone tomorrow. They're trying to compete. Microsoft, been around for ages. Great product. But, and I asked this question the other day, can they be too rich? Bill Gates, you know, it's funny. I think people should make what they make, but I will tell you, those guys are too rich. And it isn't because I don't care, you know, I'm wanting to stifle their ability to create wealth. It's not that at all. It's what they do with that wealth. Welcome back, people. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you for your support. I try to do that every day because I never want you to feel like you're the little guy and that I'm the big guy. I'm not a big guy. I'm one of you who just tries to give voice to some of the things that I think are things you're thinking or should be thinking. Here's what I was thinking about this. If we really knew the game, I'm talking about the game that's being played at the highest level where people can manipulate the way Joe Biden has mandated these companies do something without even officially issuing a mandate by way of the government agencies. He can't do what he's doing, okay? But companies are doing it. They're doing it in advance. Do you think this is by accident? Who's making these phone calls? Who are the MBAs from Ivy League schools going, listen, I'm just going to whisper in your ear, you probably ought to issue a vaccine mandate, et cetera, because we're going to be issuing a press release on it, and you could get ahead of the curve, and oh, by the way, there's a lot of money in it for you. Collusion at the highest level of industry with government. CEOs that are capitulating, they're not pushing back. They're not saying, how dare you do this? These are my employees. I must protect them. There's not enough evidence for me to mandate they get a shot. Oh, you want to lose those government contracts. Well, Kevin, you can't have a double standard. Donald Trump can't say, carrier, you can't, you know, move your plant, you know, or we'll take his order away from Raytheon. Yes, you can. Sure you can, because the other one doesn't have anything to do with the person's health. This involves the individual. Where are the unions on it? Unions should be crying, should be absolutely livid about this. How dare you try to tell our members what they must do? The only people who should be doing that are the union leadership, right? These decisions, folks, are being made by people who are running the show. And if you knew the game, you would condone the movie The Purge. That was a movie where people get so fed up and the government goes, okay, we recognize how far we've pushed you, so we're going to give you one night to get even with us. Pelosi would definitely build her fort if they let Hollywood go to reality on something like this. Let me put it this way. There's somebody thinking that way that made the movie. Now, I'm not condoning that by any stretch of the imagination, but what I will tell you is people can reach that level of frustration. And when you've got nowhere to go, when you've got everybody colluding against you and you feel like the little guy, you say it's hopeless. But is it? Glad you guys are here again. The newbies that are listening to me. Kevin Jackson is my name, and the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I hope you go and check out our merch and do some other things. If you do nothing else, click the button, download the show, or tell another person about us, because I think they'll find the show pretty interesting and occasionally clever and fun. So, where do you fit? Executives make decisions, but employees run companies. And in truth, employees don't even need to form unions to get their demands. They just need to act. Now, you might question, how do you act in unison? Doesn't mean you have to. It could start with one pilot saying, I'm not flying. I'm not getting a poke. Call somebody else in. Oh, well, we'll fire you. Okay. And another one going, oh, Ted's not going to do it. Great. Neither am I. I don't know if that would happen with Southwest Airlines. They said thousands of flights were canceled. Other people had flights canceled, too. I don't want to downplay that. I think this was a bigger thing than they're making out. So pilots about Southwest, I was told this. I don't know, you guys can verify, but I heard they flew the Gadsden flag in their cockpits. So why am I talking about this collusion between business and all this? Because
what Southwest did was Southwest blamed the weather. Now, why did they blame the weather? Because if you blame the weather, you don't have to pay for canceled flights. That's an act of God. Yeah, it's that simple. This is the government saying to Southwest Airlines, just blame the weather. Southwest goes, well, look, it's the mandate. I mean, because he's publicly said this, the CEO of Southwest Airlines said, well, we had to issue the mandate and all this. But it was business as usual. It was no big deal. Yeah, really? So on a day where other airlines, because here's what I would do in court if I were a passenger on Southwest Airlines, I would sue to get my money, even if I went to small claims. Because on a day where other airlines got in and out of the airport, Southwest couldn't. And the guy, the CEO says, no, it was just a backup we had on Friday and we were playing catch up. Liar. Not the case at all. So the government will protect. Oh, no, it was weather. It was the mandate. So everybody's watching this. Other airlines are going to watch this. I was supposed to take a trip this week, but I canceled because I don't want to be stuck. I don't know what's going to happen. By the way, that's the same uncertainty that's driving the market. It's driving the Christmas, you know, what's going to be happening in the retail, biggest part of the retail season, etc. We're all looking for it. And the only revolt that's going to work, because I want you to know where you fit, because you feel little, you feel small. But that little thing you don't do that supports leftism, that one little thing you do, trust me, we're moving like a school of fish, avoiding predators. And you don't think your efforts matter. Trust me, they do. It does matter. Everybody's watching this. Other airlines are watching this. Other businesses who have succumbed to this clot shot, death poke nonsense are watching this. And if Southwest Airlines continues to experience another round of this where they can't blame weather, when it happens in Arizona in October, you can't blame weather then. See, they have this thing called trip interruption built into the ticket. And imagine the money that they would spend. You've heard it where they go, listen, we've oversold the flight and we'd like to offer $400. Well, imagine if you got a group of people who missed connections, who had to stay over, all the inconvenience of travel. And it happens with weather. I got flooded out of Houston. I remember I drove a car in there. I drove through a lake just to return it. In fact, I couldn't even get the car back to the place. I had to leave it a quarter mile from it. And then I hoofed it. And drenched, of course. And I told the rental car company, I couldn't bring the car back. Then I got to the airport because they took me by the bus, which went through another lake. And I had to stay an extra night and I stayed in the airport. Now, that's an act of God. But when it's not that and you've been inconvenienced because they missed your connection and all the other things, you have recourse. Flight reimbursement, hotel stays, maybe you have to rent another car. Who knows? What if other airlines get a dose of this? What if other businesses are forced to pay for the people who die from this shot? I just told you earlier, oh, if you die between 1 to 14 days, well, it doesn't count. What if it does? What if people realize the futility of that is a lie? By the way, hospitals and nurses are walking out. The people on the front lines, you know what's happened to them? They've gone from heroes to zeros. These are the people who know the results of these vaccines. They see patients daily who have adverse reactions to these vaccines. Some of them see it immediately. This is like the owners and waitstaff of a restaurant who won't eat at their own restaurant. That's why these doctors are now pariahs. They went from heroes to zeros. Folks, all you gotta do is open your eyes. You can see what's happening, but don't you ever forget, you are powerful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.